Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sherry Robertson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Wakefield moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Spence reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Richards for a passed ball. Robertson moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wakefield. Robertson scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoover. The throw from early and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 0. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-1 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Spence strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Moore reaches second base with a double. Case scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robertson is thrown out after the base hit. Vernon scores. Moore scores. Early moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Higgins moves to third. Ross moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field. Spence picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spence. Hoover moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. It's 4-3, Senators. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 3. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. Bridges moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Senators, 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to second. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 2 in the game. Scarborough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Early and he is safe. York steals second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Richards strikes out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0-for-3 in the game. Scarborough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards fires to first and picks off Scarborough. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Case bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Case steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-4 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. York moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Ewald Pyle now pitching. Prince Onya pinch hits for Rip Radcliffe. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York scores. Bloodworth scores. Richards moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Prince Onya. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richards scores. Metro moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Hoover moves to second. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metro scores. Hoover scores. Wakefield moves to third. It's 9-4, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 10-4, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Higgins scores. Ross goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Clary pinch hits for Sherry Robertson. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Myatt pinch runs for Ellis Clary. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. Pretty goes all the way around to score. It's 12-6, Tigers. Alex Camporis pinch hits for Alex Carrasquel. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.